How do? This is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. You know, a cowboy's life is sometimes a short but a happy one. And the insurance companies never have to worry about him being overweight. Why, who ever heard of a fat cowboy? But I think you might have heard of a cowboy they call Slim.
Though his legs are bowed from the Bronx is roared, nothing ever worries him. He's the straightest shooting kind of a fella you can find, the cowboy they call Slim. The cowboy they call Slim. He can rope and ride anything. You can bet your boots on him. And you'll never see the day that he'll ride the easy way, the cowboy they call Slim. The cowboy they call Slim. He was born to the saddle on the open plain, west of the great divide. And he never set a saddle in any Bronx or brave a cattle that he ever failed to ride. When the promised land needs a new top hand, and they throw a rope for him, he will answer to the call with his boots and spurs and all. The cowboy they call Slim. The cowboy they call Slim.
Dark and slim.
Yeah,
I guess that's where tall in the saddle come from. Yeah. Why, it wouldn't sound very interesting to say fat in the saddle.
No, well, I'll tell you, Bob, if you really want to know why cowboys like me and Gary Cooper and Roy Rogers are so slim.
Nice company you're traveling in there, Pat Brady. But how come cowboys are so slim?
Oh, very simple. A cowboy's paycheck is slim in the first place.
Yeah,
the grubby gets as slim in the second place. And in the third place, those two things together just naturally make him slim all over in the first place.
I think you've got something there, Pat. Now, maybe you can tell me why hillbillies are so skinny.
Oh, hillbillies?
Yeah.
Oh, they worry too much.
Oh.
Why, I never will forget the time that I left my little Ruby in the valley. I didn't eat for weeks.
Full of lonesomeness, huh?
No, buckshot.
Drift, drift, drift. Oh, I'm gonna meet my Ruby in the valley. That's a place where we courted for fair. Our romance had just started when suddenly we parted. I wonder if she's still living there. Well, the pigs, they used to greet me in the parlor while I waited till my Ruby fixed her hair. I even heard the chickens got up and raised the dickens. They wondered why an egg like me was there. Well, one night I put a ring on Ruby's finger just to show her that I really had a care. It got to her paw's pocket. He must have gone to hawk it, 'cause Ma, she's got a brand new dress to wear. Well, one night a storm brought darkness to her parlor, so I thought we'd go and do our spooning there. While cutting up my capers, I got my walking papers for waking Paul, who slept there in a chair. I'm gonna meet my Ruby in the valley. That's a place where we courted for fair. Our romance had just started when suddenly we parted. I wonder if she's still a-living there.
Hillbilly Pat Brady.
Yeah,
and now to get back on the level again, let's all listen to this message from our sponsor. Occasionally, the pioneers like to answer your request for a sacred song on this program, and here's one now. What Wonderful Joy.
Sometime I shall leave for a mansion in heaven that Jesus has gone to prepare. For as he was leaving, a promise was given. What wonderful joy to be with him there.
A wonderful, glorious home, and that boy is mine.
Shall see all its beauty still clear, no mansion can with it compare. Each hour and each moment my mansion grows near. What wonderful joy to be with him there.
A wonderful, glorious home, and that boy is mine.
That'll please a lot of listeners.
Well, if you want to please a lot of listeners, Bob, why not get me to give out with one of my song titles?
Oh, that might lose him, not please him. But we'll take a chance. What you got, Foghorn?
Well, Pat Brady was talking about how skinny cowpunchers are. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not so skinny. Well,
yeah, you ain't such a cowpuncher either.
But
that's all right, Foggy. With your big voice, you'd never get it all in a little skinny body.
Now, back to my song title. The name of it is, The Doc Told Me Once to Ride a Horse. That's the easiest way to lose weight. I'm a cowboy now, and my horse says it's true. He lost 50 pounds up to date.
And his song test.
Isn't that something?
And now, before our Song of the West, a message from our sponsor. Thank you. Like an echo from the past comes the song of the Indian Lake, where Princess Clearwater met her tall and handsome brave once long ago. It's the legend of Nehani, sung by Lloyd Perryman and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Long ago, 'twas here I know, lived the fairest Indian maid, daughter of a chieftain brave. Here beside the lake she stayed. Far and near, the waters clear blessed her from their deep domain, blessed her with this lovely name. Nehani, it must be, she is heaven's daughter.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the Sons of the Pioneers.
Bye now. See you later.
We'll be seeing you, folks.
Be with us again, won't you? So long now.